the altar in memory of our departed brothers and sisters.
Thank you.
Sister Secretary, you will call the roll of our own chair.
Igloo number one, Nome, Alaska, Mal Jolliffe. Thomas Cunningham. Igloo number four, Fairbanks. John W. Atkinson. John J. Dwyer. Frank Gruben. John McGinn. Charles H. Rogers. Chester H. Mackey. Matthew Hermanson. Arthur Russo. Joseph Gates. Clarence A. Thostenson. Otis G. Berry. Oscar Enstrom. Klaus B. Johnson. Charles L. Peters. Frank L. Smith. Alex H. Cooney. Victor J. Jensen. Harry Maldonado. Thomas Pastovan Sr. Charles Wood. Walter Blankenship. Oscar Fravel. Max M. Love. Sidney Ridge. Julius Salsich. Gus Gassoff. Jesse D. Landers. John Monaghan. Frederick Sorry. Archie Brockman. Dan A. Gillis. Jack Mutchler. Adol C. Rogie. Henry A. Appel. George Heinzinger. Charles Linden. Frank McGarvey Jr. Isidore Stein. James W. Wilson. George Melcock. Hortense Landrieu. Auxiliary number 8, Fairbanks. Bernice Gardew. Anna Nerland. Nina Crumrine. Marchie Jano. Thoral Peterson. Dorothy C. Johnson. Margaret Bell Soares. Alice Martin. Addie Simon. Igloo 19, Cordova. Tom Nestor. Paul Jovich. Charles Evans. Ed Hammer. John C. Gallio. Anton Zwanich. Fred Lambert. James McGrath. Auxiliary number 5, Cordova. Ida M. Smith. Elsie Louise Cranston. Igloo number 6, Juno. Ralph Breitlein. James Drake. Lance Hendrickson. Alan Shattuck. Homer Nordley. Oscar Berg. Louis Drydahl. Frank Olson. Trigby Hagerup. Edwin Pitchoffer. Hale Batchin. Charles Olson. John Rogers. Joseph Tyler. Ole Commandy. Ralph Reichel. Robert M. Keeney. Auxiliary number 6, Juno. Anna Kildry. Marie Canton. Jetta Gray. Lulu Gardner. Esther Fruming. Helen B. Wright. Belle Burford. Jenny Peterson. Elizabeth Hadick. Jesse Halterman. Gertrude Selby. Lena Papani. Lydia K. Olson. Lita Smith. Igloo 7, Valdez, Chris Peterson. Auxiliary number 7, Ketchikan, Roxy Larson. Jesse Shelton. Margaret Carlson. Anna Copeland. Igloo 16, Ketchikan, Sydney D. Charles. Manuel Vero. William Hornley. Harry Rockwood. Ed Carr. Henry Tweet. Fred Hammond. Robert. Robert Tomlinson.
Absent.
Igloo 15 Anchorage, Bill Hammersley.
Absent.
James Connor.
Absent.
Victor Rivers.
Absent.
E. Wells Urban.
Absent.
Auxiliary 4 Anchorage, Rachel Crawford.
Absent.
Patty Phillips.
Absent.
Emma Snyder.
Absent.
Igloo number 9 Seward, Francis Dyke.
Absent.
Mel Hoban.
Absent.
Andy Novak. Igloo number 6 Petersburg, Sigurd Matheson.
Absent.
Carl Rogers.
Absent.
Forrest Fryer. Fritz Werther Fairbanks.
Absent.
Patrick Henry Joyce Casilo.
Absent.
Charlie Woods T. Harbor.
Absent.
Elmer G. Anderson Cordova.
Absent.
Willis Holman Wrangel.
Absent.
Olaf Theodore Olson Fairbanks. Jack Lane Fairbanks.
Absent.
Charlie A. Anderson Fairbanks.
Absent.
Charles Climola Juno.
Absent.
Mabel Grace Ballard Sitka.
Absent.
Patricia Paris Fairbanks.
Absent.
Margaret Bell Soares Fairbanks.
Absent.
Joseph Kittinger Juno.
Absent.
Anton Helton Sitka.
Absent.
Gus Gassoff Fairbanks.
Absent.
Duncan McElfine Hitchcamp. Gunder Lean, Ketchikan.
Absent.
Henning Lang, Petersburg.
Absent.
Frederick Hurdle, Ketchikan.
Absent.
Albert Olson, Tennessee.
Absent.
Henry Moraine, Naknek.
Absent.
Manuel Soares, Tennessee.
Absent.
Walter Hand, Kodiak.
Absent.
John R. Keegan, Fairbanks.
Absent.
Edith May Barrows, Douglas.
Absent.
Ruby Phillips, Fairbanks.
Absent.
Axel Waldemar Whitrow Kenai.
Absent.
May Rhodes Juno.
Absent.
I call the names of those once familiar in daily intercourse. We listen patiently, but no response comes back. I speak each name, and in their stead, the sergeant at arms answers absent.
Sister Sergeant at Arms, you will place this pole containing the names of our departed brothers and sisters upon our altar.
Around in our common task, as Jeremiah the prophet said, not in weeping, for we rest secure in the knowledge that the souls of men are immortal, and that they rest in the hands of the Heavenly Father, for whom the whole family of heaven and earth is named. But we pause to remember those pioneers for the good that they lived and that they did as pioneers. At a celebration somewhat similar to this, many years ago, a poet by the name of W.H. Venable, speaking before Ohio pioneers, had this to say: "Their fame shrinks not to names and dates, on votive stone, the prey of time. Behold where monumental states immortalize their lives sublime." So it is with our state of Alaska. I should like to speak briefly to you, not so much alone about those who have outstripped us, but rather the whole aspect of pioneering. Because death has not actually parted you, though the names are called, there are no answers. It was as though they had passed through a door, and they're on the other side, and someday you too and I must pass through the same door. One of the great natural phenomena of our country is the great Sitka spruce. Those of you who come from southeast or have traveled there have seen this tremendous tree that rises its boughs to heaven, over 100 feet oftentimes, with great saw butts of over 6 feet. One of the truly great things of our state. Beneath this magnificent creation of God, there is a tremendous root organization that stretches out far beyond the bounds. These roots are the most important thing to the tree. They furnish it with its holding power, so that when the winds rush in off the sea, they still stand both ways. They provide its sustenance. In fact, as the roots are, so is the character of the tree. If the roots are small and shriveled, have a difficult time, the tree is stunted, twisted. But as with the great Sitka spruce, with its tremendous tree root range, it becomes a magnificent tree. Our state is like the great spruce, towering its head far above our sister states. It is rich in all that God has created in this good world. And it too has a great root structure. And that root structure is the pioneers. Those people whom you are, the rank and file, those people who have gone, all of those who have opened this country. It is the pioneers, as I said, like the roots which give the flavor and the character to the state. The taciturn, frugal New Englander, who still has left their imprint upon those rocky countries. The soft-spoken, quick-tempered Southern. The hard-riding, hard-working Western. And because we have come rather late to the scene, it has been our good fortune to have an infusion of all the pioneer breeds of our fellow states, sister states. All of these, which you represent, have been woven into the warp and the woof of our country and of our existence here. We too have our golden roll of names, as has every state. Baranoff, Cook, Rowe, Romick, Jackson, Richardson, to name only an exceedingly few. Explorers, military men, clergy, engineers. Of course, that is not to mention the hundreds like yourself, the most important of all the pioneer movement, the rank and the file. The whose name goes on unremembered, sometimes even amongst you, and more among the new which are flooding into our city. These are the people which opened up a country almost continental in size, and as varied in climate and geography as any continent in this world. A country which could be as hard, cruel, and ruthless as anything, but which at the same time could be as beautiful, rewarding, and constructive as any state of our great nation. You pioneers have pioneered not only in the matter of opening up country with its hardships, but you have pioneered in other things. You pioneered in legislation. One of your own members from past time piloted a bill to an early session of the territorial legislature granting woman suffrage long before the states to the nation. As a new state, we are one of the very few pioneering in the opportunity of giving our young 19-year-olds a chance to take their civic duties, which in our world are torn by tensions and dissensions are so necessary now. For duties cannot be taught or cannot be born too early anymore in this world. In the way of education, our university, both in agriculture and art and geophysics and a host of other things, we've even pioneered that we have within our own state a new college started, where other states are still worrying about how they're going to maintain. We have taken the same optimism that has always been a keynote and said we are growing and we must meet it. I was very much interested in listening to your Grand President at the Chamber of Commerce meeting last Thursday, who made a statement that I thought was typical of your organization and which could not be overemphasized, and which at this memorial meeting ought to be brought up. He said that certain of you, many of you in fact, are not entirely happy with statehood. You came into the territory, there was an affection for that condition. But now that statehood was an accomplished fact, and you folks intended to support it, to give it all the advantage of your wisdom and your experience, just as hard and sincerely as you have done before. But you have no intention retiring into any background, or say my task is over, or I have already passed or come to the nebulous so-called retiring age sometimes, seeing that everything comes at 65. You folks are needed. You who are here, and the memory of those who have gone through the door. For now, as we stand on the threshold of another great leap forward in this great state, the expansion of it through oil and gas, pulp, hydropower, farming, and even a glimmer again of interest in mining, we need as never before good, strong roots. Something that sinks itself deep down into the soil of our state. Something to continue to give it the character of hard-working, sacrificial, enthusiastic, optimistic, far-sighted. Even I in my short time, and you in your longer days, have seen the damage that can be done with those who come merely to plunder our goods that we have, to raise a fortune and leave. We need roots. You are the roots. You and your children and their children's children which are coming up. So you have to contribute this characteristic that have been to us as a territory now that are so much more demanded as a state. This is the characteristic we need too, that we may have, that you may give to our state a cohesive force, so that we may not be permanently and angrily split into selfish sections. I knew many of the members in both Petersburg and Wrangell in my 10 years I was there before I was stationed here. And I enjoyed listening to them tell of the tales of the early days, fascinated by them. One thing that all struck me was the fact that they never spoke of themselves as Southeasterners or of any particular section, but always with the fact that they were Alaskans, sourdoughs, or whatever else you want to call them. But it was the whole state. They had been all over it. They had friends in every nook of it. This is what we need desperately these days. That is why roots are important. For without roots, what is to split? What is to stop split into sections? Now this is a memorial service. Perhaps you, it would seem to you that I have wandered pretty far afield. I have been gone around proverbial Robin Hood's cloth. It wasn't intended that I had an express purpose for doing what I did. Because to me, the best and most complimentary way of memorializing those of you who have outstripped you is to see that the Alaskan spirit and character is kept alive, that its roots remain as vigorous in the next 365 days as they have for this half hour that you have set aside for nothing. It is only in this way that you will give empty words, which are mere bones, flesh and blood. It is only in this way that you will give them life. You folks came here not to die, but you came to live. Those who have passed you came not to die, but to live. And so it is that you ought to give to this great state of ours something of the living, which are roots, which is character. Perhaps some of you remember a story written by Charles Dickens called The Haunted Man. The chief character in it is a chemist who seemingly always was, well, as we say, behind the eight ball, always having difficulties, never seeming to get ahead. And one night as he sat moodily before his fireplace with the flames leaping up and the storm outside, haunted by the memories of opportunities past which he had either fumbled or had not taken advantage of, borne down by them to the place of almost complete exhaustion, a phantom appeared to him and made a bargain, saying he was willing to give in to him, sort of a false setup, that he would destroy his memory so he wouldn't have remember all these things, his disappointments in the past. Not only that, but he'd give him the ability to, if he wished, to destroy memory of other people around him so that they could continually remind him, even if he forgot, remind him of the mistakes he'd made or who he was. And he seized it, for he thought, if I can wipe out the past, all the memory, then everything will be fine. I can start over again. But he found to his great disappointment that he got only misery by not being able to remember, for not only was the bad wiped out, but so was the good. And he found that he did not help other people by subjugating them to the same situation, but he inflicted only great misery upon them. And he wandered about besotting the phantom, that he might break the bargain he had made and restore his memory again. Finally, he did, and he was able to convince him. Even with all the disappointment that he had, the failures and the frustration, he realized they were important. And when the phantom had restored all this to him, his only utterance was a prayer. Lord, keep my memory brief. So I repeat, we are gathered here this afternoon in the sight of God and in memory of those who have outstripped us in life's journeys and pioneers, not weeping for them, but praying for them and thanking God for them, and our hope, sincerely and prayerfully, that your prayers and mine will be not only for now, but for always. O Lord, keep our memories green.
Sister historian, what is our privilege today?
End of the dedication ceremony.
that become